I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, Week in Review time here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. What a week it has been, Jones.
The last full week of October, because next Friday, November 1st.
Oh.
That's your little calendar update.
Spooky season.
It is. Spooky season is very much upon us. Less than a week until All Hallows Eve. Let's start with the call of the week. That would be Tommy and Lynn on Monday.
I love the show. I love you guys' show. Keith, you're the man too. But anyways,
thank you.
I want to take a dump on Elliot Wolf. This roster is so horrible, guys. It's so horrible. What is he doing? They do not have an offensive line. They do not have any guards. This team needs to do something in the draft this year because it's like pathetic. The only one that can do stuff is Drake May, and he's the future of the team. And I support Drake May. I back him up. I'm part of the Drake May camp because this kid has future. And he needs help with the O-line and a guard because Elliot Wolf is such a clown, Jones. It's not even funny. It's not even funny with this roster, Jones.
You agree?
I agree.
It is unfortunate.
Taking a shot at it.
Elliot Wolf.
No, it wasn't a shot.
He agrees. Jones agrees with him.
Wants to take a dump on him.
He sure did.
Is what
and he kind of did.
Tommy and Lynn wants to
well
do.
Done. Thank you, Tommy.
Tell you what, Tommy, call of the week. Great.
Love
call.
That. Very yeah. good. Now, we also got into it, I would like to think, before everybody else did, but that's par for the course. What does Jerome Bayo do?
We don't want to brag, but we were first.
No, we're not going to pat ourselves
on
the back.
We did get on this before, but not to brag and pat ourselves on the back and make a big song and dance about it, but we were talking about it before you.
Just factually correct.
Yeah.
People, it'd become a story, but this was back Monday, us talking about what, in fact, Jerome Bayo does. Because they only show him so many times on the sideline. What is he doing? Honest to God, what is he doing? Like, we've seen a lot of head coaches, a lot of games that you watch, you pop on, and, you know, sometimes you have, like, you know, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniel, those guys are calling offensive plays. So, like, all right, you kind of get what they're doing, but they're very, but, like, you'll also see those guys sometimes talking with a player, talking with another coach, talking to a bench of players after a possession. Every time they show Jerome Bayo, it's like, man, he's a mannequin. He's just standing there. Is he talking
to
anybody?
What would you say? You do here.
I swear, every time. Maybe it's Buzzard's luck.
This constipated look on his face. It might just be luck.
It might be Buzzard's luck. Yeah. Let's say they show him 10 times, and it happens to be that 10 times he's not doing anything, and he's like staring off into space. He's like, what is it? What was the competition that Billy sent, the thing that they were doing, like the daydream competition?
He looks like a participant in the daydream competition, yes.
He's raw dog in the game.
I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Amazing, but it's true. And now it's become like a an extra thing to watch every game day.
Yeah.
So it's the stuff on the field, great. It hasn't gone well for the Pats, but you're watching that. You're like, everybody likes football.
Yeah.
But then what is Mayo doing when they show him?
What's the drinking game? Is the drinking game you take a drink every time they cut to him and he's doing nothing?
Yes.
Or is the drinking game...
Well, how much do you want to drink?
Oh, good question.
Do you want a drink? I don't want
to black out. And so every time they cut to him doing nothing...
Change it up maybe at the half.
Yeah.
Maybe when he's just doing nothing.
They cut to him showing him doing something, you take a drink.
Maybe real dead warm sober. Beer by the end of the day. You're not going to
That's a good point.
Have much of a chance.
Good point. Not much of a drinking game.
A very controversial interview we conducted on Patriots Monday with Christian Gonzalez. A lot of people talking about this. A lot of people writing about this.
Yeah.
They don't
a lot of talking and a lot of writing.
People hate it.
Yeah,
people hate it. So,
they hate you.
So we will play this port. Yeah, they hate me. We'll play this portion of it, and then you be the judge.
Yeah, you be the judge.
Go into it, please, with a clean ear
Open mind.
A clean heart.
Yeah,
just see what you think. Javon Baker missed a practice, and then Pop Douglas missed a bunch of time with the game because of he wasn't feeling very well. But was there some weird food out there that you guys were eating?
I mean, no.
Okay, all right.
Was it?
You had two sick players, and you had another player say that guys weren't eating the right
stuff. So I didn't know if you got any. Obviously, you were able to avoid that, whatever it was.
I can go to the next question.
Oh,
man.
Go to the next
egg
question.
Egg on my face.
That was Monday again, Keith?
Fried egg. Yeah, it was Patriots Monday.
Yeah, not again to pat ourselves on the back, but I feel like we were well ahead of this story because Drop Mail was being asked about what the players were up to in London today.
Yeah.
Finally, they got around to asking him about that. We were asking the players on Monday.
Somebody yesterday came out with food poisoning.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, is it that crazy to ask about food then?
One wouldn't think, but the people didn't like it.
Next question.
Wow.
First time.
Made us think. There's something to this.
Something is up.
Next question.
All right. That led to perhaps a new show rival, and I mean literally from the clouds. We might have a new show rival.
Uh-oh.
Commenting on Twitter is Vinny Foti MTV. I go, wait a minute, what?
So not Vinny from Jersey Shore.
No. Not that Vinny.
That'd be a good one.
Still an MTV Vinny, but not the MTV Vinny.
No. At least the second most memorable Vinny at MTV.
So he responded, "You guys are so lame. Who cares if players got sick from the London food? You think he's going to tell you and then have to fight in the locker room after his comments?
They're going to have to get in a fight?
People who never played competitive sports doing interviews."
That's me. I didn't play many competitive sports at a high level.
In high school? I mean, where does this Vinny guy play in?
Well, I don't know.
Interviewer is just breaking, like, has played pro
sports? The challenge is the fifth professional sport.
I have all the respect in the world for the challenge. He's actually talking to two challenge fans.
Correct.
Now, Vinny has a checkered past when it comes to the challenge.
Yeah, well, he was terrible at the challenge, number one. But number two, he was awful. Number two,
he's one of the worst challenge.
But he was there to compete. He would do better than me, Vinny.
So this literally is our wheelhouse. I'm not making fun.
No, you said Vinny right away. I go, the Vinny who got sent home for popping off Mandy's top there on one episode.
Think he's been blackballed, or do you think he's rightfully not allowed on that show?
That's a good question.
The women are probably happy he's not allowed on that show.
I just like the idea that, like, Christian Gonzalez answers something on this show and then he has to go fight about it in the locker room.
It's like, yeah, what? What'd you say on Jones and Keith? I didn't hear you on Jones and Keith today? Pull him up, man. Yeah, and so I responded to him. I just wanted to clarify. I was like, hey, bud, like, I appreciate the feedback, but Kendrick Bourne brought up the fact guys weren't eating right, so we're asking about that.
Hey, you got anything to say about that guy?
I keep up the good work on the challenge.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Because it's in his bio. If you'd been kicked off of the show and never allowed back on the show, would the first thing be like, on the challenge? Like, are you though?
Are you? You were.
You were.
You were really bad at it.
You were horrible at it.
And then you weren't allowed back on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure. No, I do really like that. Although it turns out, I mean, we talked to Robert Horry this week, and Robert Horry was like, I was ready to go back in the locker room and have some fights. Not
true.
After what he said.
No. Speaking of Robert Horry,
So
Vinny might be a new show rival, Robert Horry, a new show friend.
Oh, for sure.
And he talked about that whole Danny Ainge situation from years ago.
The thing about Danny Ainge, we moved with the Houston Rockets. He did that terrible act by hitting Mario in the face with the ball. And he told us when I got to Phoenix that he did it on purpose. And Mario's my boy. You know, we lived by each other. We hung out together. So that just made me mad. And then he had the nerve to say I was the worst defensive player on the team one time when I played with Wesley Person, the late, great Wayman Tisdale, and I played with Danny Manning. You try to tell me them three are better defenders than me? And so now you see where the ball is going. Then he takes over the team. Then my first game back in Houston, he benches me and doesn't play me. I'm like, dude, you asking for an ass whooping. So, and it just got to a point where, he had took over his coach and he just was, I was so mad when Dallas made the trade and I wasn't in that trade. I just didn't like it, man. To me, there's certain things you do not do. And he crossed the line with a lot of things. I know a lot he's loved and by the people of Boston. And
we don't miss him that much, to be honest, Robert.
Nah,
the guy that replaced him
is doing a better job. Yeah.
But it just was one of those things, man, where, I was like, Papa, I had enough is enough, and I had to do what I had to do.
Awesome. What a great story.
Tremendous interview.
Check out the whole interview on the Odyssey app.
Well, and by the way, shout out to the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. That's where the idea for that question about him throwing the towel
at
Ainge came from. Yeah. And then we got that great anecdote. So shout out. I forget who had it in the Twitch chat, but great job.
I love how it's about Ainge, and then Wesley Person catches a stray on it.
Strays left and right.
the late, great.
Wayman Tisdale, not even with us anymore.
Catching
strays from beyond the grave.
Yeah, exactly. Insane.
Not great.
He's like, you're telling me Danny Manning plays better defense than me? So, all right, there you go. There's our week in review here on Jones and Keith.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we got a good text there. You were pointing this out, Keefe. This has to be the text you were pointing out. 37937. I know Vinny.
Yeah, somebody knows Vinny. Small world. We have somebody in the chat knows Pam Smart.
Wow.
Not to cross those streams.
Wow.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Somebody knows Pam Smart.
Yeah.
One of the more notable New Hampshire figures.
Yeah, nice state you got.
Of all time.
Yeah.
But no, now somebody grew up with Vinny from the Challenge.
I think Vinny legit was cast on the Challenge as like the heir to CT. Like, no joke. I think they were like, let's bring in another mass hole. Who's going to like fight people.
Meat brain.
Another meat brain.
Yeah.
Except he's terrible at it compared to CT.
Correct. CT is excellent at it.
I know Vinny. Maybe he's from Mass. He's an absolute douche. This is a texter's
words.
No,
not our words.
That's not what I'm calling him.
Not our words.
The text line is calling him. Right. But I want to point out they do think he's an absolute douche.
They do, yeah.
And his only calling card is from his hometown is that he's on MTV.
Right.
Other than that, he's a loser.
Also hilarious, another text.
And again, a loser meaning the text line's words, not our
not
words.
Not ours.
The text line.
Right.
Yes.
Just reading from some of the listeners.
Yeah, that know him. But
somebody's also talking about how he was also really bad at the Challenge back when it was a lot easier to be good at it because now they all work out like maniacs. They're all in great shape. They don't even drink on the show.
Great point.
And they take it seriously. Back then, it was like a party scene.
Yeah.
So if you were big and strong, you should have been pretty good at
it. Yeah, and the games were really stupid, too. They were stupid games.
I kind of preferred it back then, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't need everybody being a CrossFit model.
That's a good point. No, I like the old Challenge. You know what they say? You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You'd win like...
I like that.
Like an Iowa sound system.
Yeah, they'd bring it out, and like, you guys get, like...
The winners would get, like, $10,000. Now they're making, like, $1 million.
$1 million,
yeah. So, you know, joke's on us, I guess.
Millionaire Mitchell.
But, yeah, Ashley Millionaire Mitchell, Bananas made $1 million.
Sure did. the guy that invented the pet rock, he made $1 million.
Wiggy in his 25-leg parlay.
Wiggy this weekend is going to make $1 million.
But Vinny, it's a good point. He was kicked off when it really wasn't even that hard to win the show.
No, he should have been douche.
But guys, that's a text line. It's not us.
Yep. 37937.
Yeah, not our words at all.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.